I like to call this talk Yukti, and I will explain later on what that may mean. If I ever get there, it seems to happen that I don't get where I'm supposed to get in the talks.
Could you say what the word is again?
Yukti.
You think.
Yukti.
Yukti.
Yukti. Yukti. Yukti. I'm terrible in this spelling, so I'm not going to do this. Even in Catalan, spelling is difficult. Yeah. It's a Sanskrit word. When I was a teenager, like between 13 and maybe till 18 or 19, I was very, very, very intensively looking for finding out what is this thing that we call life. I was very intensively looking. So I managed to bother, I think, most of or all of the hermits, the people who live in the mountains alone. I managed to bother them with my questions, going there and spending time with some of them. And it was very interesting. And I spent time, like some of them, but specifically with one woman who was living in a little chapel, like little church, not really even church, like small thing. And she was totally in love with the plants and the flowers and all these things, animals, living a very simple life. So I spent time with her, and then I went out and never again knew anything about her. And it happens that where we are living now is nearby where this woman lives, by chance. Not totally by chance, because I felt this place, I had some feeling for that place, so when we were looking for land, I put that area in the world of possibilities. Because of the good memory, good energy of the place. So we are there, she is there. And we went this summer to do some other thing, nothing to do with this. Or not that much to do about this inquiring about what is life, but in this way, you know. Just tell me what it is. I have to know now. You know, everyone saying, you are young, you have long time. That was the worst someone could tell me, you know. I would smash them, you know. Time, what is time, you know? My experience of time, what is this, you know? Like, people I love died without any notice before, without any, like, was not programmed when I was born. That was not on the deal. And, you know, when people were saying, like, you have time, like, really, this doesn't mean anything. So, anyway, this year I went back by other things, other coincidences that happened. And we had fun together, sharing with also a group of people there. And when we left, she said, so please don't take 15 years to come back. And I feel now is a very different time. I'm not searching that way at all. But that please don't take 15 years to come next time. It really like went somewhere in me. And makes me wonder, like, why we take so long, so many times, to go back to what we love to do. Like, to go back to that which we know is helpful for us. You know, we keep going one way, but somewhere we forget, you know, that which is especially helpful, you know, and sometimes it's not, it doesn't take any extra effort to do that instead of repeating what is not helpful, let's say. It takes the same energy or sometimes even less. This thing which we are doing, or we seem to be doing, meditating and just resting together, we could say is difficult and it's not difficult. It is worth sometimes to tune into that in us which knows what we are doing, knows where we are going. I feel we all have this sense of direction or we fall or we have fallen into this sense. Like sometimes is when we were a child, like most of the time, like being a child, we fall into this place of easiness, of perfection, like or where everything is as it is, you know. And then as we do, we seem to forget about this sense, the simple sense of, oh yes, yes. So a retreat situation is, we could say, an excuse to fall back into this sense. Hopefully, so that in this remembering, in this falling there, we can get again the strength to be moved or to move our lives from that power. Not from the mind, not from the fear, which is the main trigger, like what moves us the most, but actually from this other place. So what we do is not difficult. It's not difficult. It needs some care, it needs some attention, some time. And to let that intuition to touch not only the spiritual realm. No? Sometimes we come to a retreat and we think, I'm dealing now with the spiritual world or the spiritual side of my life, you know. And I feel that would be a mistake, or that would be like taking very little of the possibility. So to be open to be touched in all the areas of our lives, you know. We think, I mean, when we start this spiritual path, we think, I'll start because I want to change this and that. Like, I want to be able to not get totally upset when, I don't know, when I'm driving and someone makes beep beep to me. This big goal for me. So, then, okay, I read somewhere that there is a way of controlling this anger or this reaction to be better, and this way is shown in meditation, so I can learn meditation to get better person. And innocently we go to this studio and start this technique. And but this is how it happens many times. I see registration form many times, like starting somehow like that. No? And as we go in, it happens that we are taken by meditation. Like, we thought we were going to solve this area, and then suddenly we are asked to bring all the areas into the table. No? I thought, no, I will keep my personal life aside, my mess. No one needs to know, not even myself. No? But as I go in, it happens that I have to slowly put my cards, how you say? Mm-hmm. All the areas, like, oh, this also, okay. Okay. You know? And so that for everything be transformed. There is no area, there is nothing that can be hidden in that process. Can take longer, can take less, more time, it doesn't matter, but it's the whole that is invited to be transformed and that is meant to be transform. And so that because it's everything that is meant to be transformed is also everything we are, let's say everything we are the elements we have to be transformed. Like, everything we are our tools also. Are our problems and at the same time our tools. Like, I don't know if I'm... Okay, good. So, it is also important in that sense, like, not to deny anything. We may think we can trick ourselves, no? If I don't show this, then I don't have to deal with this. But actually, by showing this, this also is a tool or becomes, yeah, like the tool itself for transformation. So this embracing the wholeness is very, very, very important. In other words, we could say this terrible honesty with ourselves is essential for this business we are in, you know. It's very important. If there is no this honesty, then we may as well go play what you play here. This weird melon ball that I never know.
Football.
Football or rugby, I never know which one is. And so I it is freaky that you kick the ball and it doesn't go where you want, you know. So we may as well go play this football.
Yeah.
But if, okay. Okay. Or in other words, it is important to be, or to keep things simple. Sometimes we try to make it sophisticated. I will present this, or will present that, I will hide this, or hide this other detail, or... And in a way, we are asked to just simply, we are invited to be as we are. And it is in this as we are that we can grow. That seems obvious because, of course, even if we try to hide it, we will not really be able to hide it. Like, maybe for a little bit, but not really. So, since this is going to happen anyway, then please, don't hide it. I remember my mom only said one thing. No? You do whatever you want, only tell me what you do. Always. No? Yeah, you can. Okay. And 2 times I lied, and she caught me 2 times. So I decided, okay, I'm not going to lie anymore. Like, she is good in catching me, so. And it's true. Then I said everything, and she was like, okay, okay. Sometimes, okay. But so far, okay. So far, we survived, so. I think now in the possibilities of weird things, we are going down way, like, so that's good. Like, worst is gone, I think. So there is this amazing word, idea, concept, whatever, in the Sanskrit world, which there is 20 meanings for each word, so there is place for playing, there is room for playing. This word, yukti. And it basically means like when you are really doing your genuine practice. Or when you come to a way of practicing that has nothing to do or doesn't necessarily need to look like any other practice from any other person or book or tradition or anything like that. And I feel most of the times there is not enough emphasis on that. We all try to do something like copying someone, you know, as we do, like we follow big tradition, we feel very much comfort. Like it feels like it's very secure where I go. It's written in all these books. Like exactly the steps I will go through and like what will happen here, what will happen there and all this. So even though I still have to walk this, you know, I still have to sit there and do it, let's say, it feels very secure. And we can feel the progress, we can feel the success in those as we move forward. We may follow a big tradition, we may follow our neighbor, we may follow a club or something or nothing. But usually we tend to look around us, like this practice, okay, how it looks, you know, how it's supposed to look. And we get like really very much wanting to check with others, like, am I doing well? Like, is this right? Is this okay? Okay. And this is, let's say, important. We can say in the beginning that is important to have a, to have some voices helping, to have some examples, to have someone to look at, or someone that can hear or hold my own process. But as we go, we become more intimate with ourselves, and the practice and the openings become more and more genuine or more and more specific to our heart, our soul. And that is important. I'm reflecting a lot, or I have this these years, or these days, or these last months, about belonging. I always say, I'm going to write a book about belonging. I don't have any feeling for writing any book right now, but I always say that. This sense of belonging, I find it amazing, in which way the need for belonging in human beings just triggers so many things. We do so many things just to get this feeling of belonging that is scary. It's scary what we end up doing just to feel a tiny bit of feeling of something similar to the feeling of belonging. So many times we try to match our experience to the experience that we hear from others. We try to match our experience to the experience that we think is supposed to be happening. And I feel this very much kills the freshness of our own experience. So this terrible honesty within ourselves. This honesty that sometimes will take us into places where we will wish to be understood. We wish to have something similar to our neighbor. We wish to be normal, or something like that. But that which is happening in that which we are experiencing is what is. And this is our direction, like our There is one thing you put in the car now that tells you.
GPS.
Ah, this. What?
The GPS.
Ah, yeah, GPS. Yeah. GPS. Yeah, this. You know, that is our GPS, no? This inside. in this finding our way, also we don't need to throw anything to the trash can, you know. We can say, all our experiences and all we are, as we are now, are part of this genuine being, no? Part of who we are. So we can deeply listen to find a way to invite everything, to use all we learn brought to us. We were saying the other day, no? One question was how to do in our culture that we are so much made for doing. How to do in our culture, how to get rid of that, no? Or another question was like, I have been practicing this Goenka retreat for I don't know how long, like how to now suddenly lie down, you know? And many other questions like that. So to embrace that, which we also are, that we also learn, so that this becomes also our richness, not our, like, something that we don't want anymore, but part of us. And to take it in a way that can, like, reinforce, like, how to say it, can work pro to us, you know, can help us in the process we are now, even like even if we are very much different or if we are on the way to changing a lot. To integrate that. In this way of connecting with yukti, yukti again is this, when we find our own path where there is no cheating going on or copying going on, when we really find our own path. When we enter our own heart, we can say the path becomes much nicer, much more enjoyable or juicy. Of course it takes some time to enter this other world, much more subtle. But as we enter this other way, our lives and the practice itself become actually enjoyable. It's not something that we want to get rid of. It's not something that we want to walk fast so that I can get whatever I have to get. But we understand somehow that this is our life. And we are walking it. Meditation becomes celebration. becomes what I call the meeting place. When you are in love, this watch becomes crazy, no? It's like, what? You spend like 3 hours and then seeing that only 2 minutes had passed. No? So same, as you become juicy, then the sense of time, the sense of work, the sense of getting somewhere, all this gets kind of messed up, makes no sense. Like, and we can say life actually starts, you know. We can actually rest and enjoy. Sometimes our fear is, oh, but if I rest and enjoy, for sure I will not get anywhere. No? Because everything tells me that I only get somewhere by doing, no? By working my way there. No? But actually, something happens there that has the ability to change everything, like much faster than the old way. Much faster than if we would be doing it. No? If I get my strength and do it, it seems I will go very far, no? But in this way, just the resting way or the intimate way, it happens that some spiral gets activated that has the ability to clean, 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 like this washing machine. And this has power, I'm speaking, no? Like this power to transform, no? To erase, relocate, resetting, like all, no? At the same time, without doing anything, no? This is very fun because it's not, like, usually I think I have to do it. And this way, something gets activated that in a very powerful way can relocate and transform what needs to be transformed. Any question up to now? Which?
This person. Well, you say that, you know, you find it remarkable to what lengths we go to belong and to be normal, the things that we do. So what about for those who are turning away from, you know, how the neighbor is doing it, for example, or how the books say it is.
But this is also belonging, no? Because, like, not wanting to belong is also belonging. to, like, not to this. You know, like, it's really saying something.
Yeah. But then, when you turn away from, you know, when I turned away from kind of the main show, you know, what am I turning towards then?
Yeah, then, you know? Instead of, like, let's say it's just numbers, no? But instead of, like, 3 years to find your place in the world, you need 30 years, no?
Exactly.
If all goes well. But here we are, no? Going around, no? Like, it's not that fun to go flying. I mean, it's not, you know, airport waiting, you know, and so we are going around, like, trying to find where we belong, you know.
Yeah. So this motivation, this inherent pull, it is still active. It's just not pulled towards what it appears that many others or most others in a time and place are. But this thing, this
Yeah, but because this, again, no, we could say, like, that means I should not belong, no? But actually, to really feel the essence of that, no? There is this need, this inbuilt, somehow, pull to belong, no? This, only 4 days ago, we were living in tribes. I like to remember that. We were tribal people 4 days ago, you know. Like 4 days ago, like little ago, we were all living in tribes, you know, where it was very clear the sense of belonging. My job here, my everything, you know, even like historically, you know, we think, we whatever we think, but it's like 4 or 5 days ago, you know. So, like, it's good to remember that, I feel, no? But, so to really connect with this pool, this inbuilt pool of belonging, but taking this, like, let's say, like, this would be unhealthy if I'm going around trying to catch, no? Be part of, but in this, you know, I need, you know, this, like, stressful or unhealthy way, you know, that really is hard, no? But that is really connected also with the sense of what do I meant to be, you know? What is really my place? Like, what I'm called to be? This is, I would say, like the underneath question to this thirst to belong, you know. And as long this is not solved, we cannot rest. We may think we rest, but we cannot really rest because there is this issue, there is this, you know, we have to meet our pillow. I don't know what to say. So it's not bad, this sense of, this search of belonging is not bad, but what really means deeply, you know, what is really important to meet in that, no? And that I think is beautiful to pay attention to that, to listen that, so that that can take us in the right place. No?
About this, I don't know if you call it a spiral of transformation, but the spiral that happens once you get quiet. And while I'm here, that makes so much sense intuitively, that this getting quiet and what we're practicing here can beginning of the spiral. And in my everyday life, I feel like I hear so many stories about sort of what that thing might be that's going to set off this spiral of transformation. And my coworker and I talk a lot about how we hear these stories of people who, you know, realized that they were allergic to wheat, and all of a sudden their depression lifted and everything was better, and like that was their thing that they figured out, and someone else, you know, started doing like writing 3 pages every morning, like the artist's way or whatever, and then their life was transformed. And how there's all these success stories out there of like people finding like this one thing, and that, you know, then they recommend that thing to everybody, and like that's the thing that, you know, works. And her theory is that like people who have these transformation experiences probably weren't very grounded to begin with, and that
they weren't, sorry,
or not very grounded. So people
grounded.
That
okay.
have
yeah, yeah.
these life changing that like write these books about like this thing that they found that changed everything, probably were like on pretty shaky ground to begin with. And I'm realizing that I don't like her theory. And I'm thinking that that you can almost replace her way of thinking about groundedness as hardness. Is that if you're hard, then transformation isn't possible. So I guess maybe I have two questions. I mean, one is, what do you think about her interpretation? And then two is, what about all of these different options for transformation?
Because this is not yukti, no? This, mm-hmm. if we try to read some book that will tell us exactly what to do, is like opposite direction of trying to find within what will really work for us, you know? What are we made for? You know? So this is very important, that these stories are there. They are mostly in North America. Also, you know, I'm living with an American, no? So every time, example, this happened. This another story, no? So that could be okay to read this, but I'm not sure about reading these things to try to find some answer. You know, we can, if by mistake, you know, we read this, God, cool. But if we read this kind of thing to try to, like, with this kind of way of like wanting to belong or trying to find what's my way, you know. I don't think that would be very nourishing, you know, other than the, let's say, the fun of reading this, like, event or this thing. I think there are too many people writing, you know? Like, so probably there is so many grounded and ungrounded and everything on the market. But really, really, this... To me, like, if you read this, this person who, by writing, blah, blah, or painting, blah, to me the question would be like, and so what's my case, you know? what is going to activate, or what really activates, because we know that, actually, many times, like, what, like, from the belly, like, what really activates this process in me, you know, what, which thing I do that I love so much, yeah, that activates this spiral, or more simple, that I feel alive, that I feel vibration, you know, and this is what then I should take on that, you know, maybe it's dancing, maybe it's singing, maybe it's just doing nothing, or, but really, like, for you, what is that? Mm-hmm. And that no book will tell you. Mm-hmm. If the book inspires you to look in, okay, we can buy the book. But if not, then you can stay there in Amazon.
Many things can inspire us, huh? Yeah. That will find us, that may lead us to finding that.
Yeah.
You have to jump on some bad boat wagon at some point, you know?
Yeah, but that's the thing. I have seen many people, like, for example, no? Some people are very alone in their spiritual, like, in their process.
Mm-hmm.
That they have some intuition since they are small. And then at some point they come into, for example, they find a teacher that, wow, it's really saying everything I wanted to hear for
mm-hmm.
such a long time, no? For example. And then automatically you, like, become part of that. And then I have seen, no, many people then, like, the next 30 years is that. The beginning is very fresh, but after 2-3 years, like, it's like belonging to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was so much thirst of belonging, of being understood,
right.
That then once finding that, it's like, but in a way of forgetting their own intuition, their own,
mm-hmm.
you know, that is what needs to, if we can keep this alive, we can be with groups, this is no problem, yeah, we are here, yeah? But always like this sense of like, what is deeply right for me, like what makes sense, what, like keeping this, like 1 foot out, you know, like really to connect with this aliveness. And many times we don't do that because many times we know if we keep connecting with that,
mm-hmm.
that
right.
we will be asked to fly
mm-hmm.
at some point, maybe.
Yeah.
So are we happy? Are we ready? Are we open to be alone again? You know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's only way, like really, that's why this honesty is crucial. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, yeah, we jump in this boat and bye-bye. Sorry. Gyani said bye-bye.
It seems like that feeling of not belonging is, in the long run, like a tremendous gift. Because you come into your own guidance and center, and you have something to live from. It may be the shortcut. And belonging your whole life and finding this great, you know, family tribe feeling and waiting till you're 60 to wonder, is that really belonging or is that really what I want? You know? But if you got to that not feeling like you belong feeling earlier, then you may come in to meditation or your own, like you say, your own marriage internally sooner.
Yeah, I feel is we can dance with life. Like sometimes we need sweets to go on,
mm-hmm.
some coffee, you know, tea, chai, you know. So to really honor also our humanity, like this dance between keeping this honesty inside and knowing that sometimes we are. In, like, we need or we jump into the sense of belonging, you know? And that's okay if we just, you know, keep this foot a little bit outside, like this. You know what I mean? Like, just that really, like, I really don't want, like, become, like, white or black. Like everything is welcome and allowed. And keeping this, your inner sense, as the most precious thing. And then the rest is dancing. And sometimes you belong, sometimes it's not. And this, and there is a space for this dance. And it's beautiful. what about 2 minutes of silence, and then we go on to our bedding?